The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Today's show is going to be a little bit different. Today is not Easy's dad nor Reetha Gray. Can you guys guess who it is? Give you five guesses and 5 seconds to guess who it is. Five, four, three, two, one. Well, anyway, I'm somebody that is awesome host. I'm not going to tell you who it is until the end of the show. But if you guys can guess who it is, then you actually do follow what we got going on. And we definitely appreciate that. So hello to all the Radio Boomers Live fans out there, all the awesome supporters. We are nothing without you guys, so we really appreciate you guys. So this is the Radio Boomers Live talk show, and I'm standing in for Jim Zulli and Reetha Gray. Today we're going to talk about the recap of the Flicks for Change Film Festival. The Flicks for Change grand opening, produced and hosted by Flicks for Change, supported by Kiss the Monkeys and Easy Way. Easy Way TV was on the red carpet doing interviews with probably over 500 people. And a lot of those interviews can be seen on Easy Way TV. You actually should join our Easy Way TV group on Facebook. And that's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y TV. Lots of interviews, fashion shows, fun, and philanthropists. That's what was happening at the Boomtown Brewery in downtown Los Angeles last night. Boomtown Brewery is a very nice establishment, good cost-effective drinks, and the quality of people and the networking was just too much fun. That's all I got to say. So, guys, we're going to go a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have some more fun here on Radio Boomers Live, and I'm your host, Mr. Question Mark. We'll be right back.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV film on channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
All right, guys, you guessed it. It is the one and only Eric Easy Zulli, of course. I bet you guys could guess it earlier when I was on the radio, but I am taking over for my dad and Reetha. Because, you know, man, when you're a baby boomer, you got to get sleep. Got to rest. Got to eat. I got to take care and look over my dad. I got to look over Pops. He doesn't even know I'm doing this, so don't tell him that I'm on air on his show, guys. But we're having a lot of fun. Radio Boomers Live is booming. We're up to 700,000 listens on Easyway Radio. Blog Talk Radio, we're a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. Coming out with EasyWayNetwork.com next year. So many things are happening, guys. We have a credit card program coming out. We have a brand new network that has 900 channels that were coming out on TV. And so many things, so many announcements. It's going to be a lot of fun. So join with me is one of the stars of Radio Boomers Live. And we all love and appreciate her. We're going to bring her in a little bit earlier so I'm not here all by myself anymore because I'm feeling lonely. Let's welcome to the show Reetha Gray. Just kidding. Reetha Gray has actually got a date and take her break too. So there is no Reetha Gray. There is no James Lee. But we do have the other star of Radio Boomers Live, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Carmelita. Carmelita.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun coming on this show, and I so much appreciate the fact that you, your dad, and Risa surprised me with the invitation to be a co-host on this show with my own segment, which will be coming on a little bit later. Our guest this morning is going to be the wonderful Alice Morris Winston, the founder of the Jeffrey Foundation. And if you don't mind, Eric, I'm going to have to slide away a little bit and give you the handle of the car, so to speak, so that I can make sure that she knows that we're making a little adjustment here in the
schedule. Well, I'm a pretty good driver when it comes to the broadcast world, so I think I can handle it. But that's exciting. Wow, the founder of the Jeffrey Foundation. If that's the same foundation that I recall, I used to represent the vice president of Wells Fargo Advisors, and he brought me to this like mansion, amazing house, and it was the Jeffrey Foundation. So I look forward to talking to her. Is there a website or something we can take a look at as we're anxiously waiting?
Well, actually, I only have a Facebook page for her. If you go to her Facebook page, you'll see her beautiful face. She actually reminds me a little bit of Elizabeth Taylor, and she's just a stunning woman in so many ways. So I'm going to actually slide over, Eric, while you take the wheel, okay? And then I'll come back on as soon as I get Alice.
All righty. No problem. All right, guys. So we're back with Radio Boomers Live, and Carmelita is going to go get the founder of the Jeffrey Foundation. That's pretty cool. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead and give you a recap. And, again, as I'm talking, you're welcome to go to Easyway TV on Facebook. We have a group that you can join. Just look up Easyway TV. We also have our like page that's on Easyway TV. And so we're always posting interviews and fashion shows and opportunities and behind-the-scenes business situations and red carpet situations and fun events and nonprofit stuff. And we're actually producing full-fledged TV shows now. We actually do have full-fledged TV shows coming out. I'm proud to let everybody know about the Easy Talk Live show, which is now airing on KXLA television, 5.6 million homes, about 77-something channels all over the Southern California region from the Orange County area to the Bay Area. And this show features a variety like you've never seen, variety, nonprofit-type people, entrepreneurtainment is what we call it, the business owners combined with entertainment. We do match-make business to media. That's our motto. And we're putting that in for a trademark. And we're doing it the easy way big time with a lot of great people, a lot of great partners and affiliates. And we're just making our movement happen and creating a change and getting other like-minded influencers to do the same with their followings. And we had a lot of fun at the Flicks for Change Film Festival. If you guys missed it, definitely come out tonight, Monday night evening. There's going to be some honoring ceremonies. I will be honoring the co-creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Frank Shankwitz, which I also sit on the board with at the Speakers Coalition. Shout out to Allison Hillebrand Larson. So the Flicks for Change Film Festival, it was the grand opening last night. It was a turnout of about 500 people. It was about 500 people, maxed out place. I mean, you can go on Facebook, go on my profile, Eric Zuli, go on Easyway TV, and you'll see the pictures. Kiss the Monkeys killed it. Kiss the Monkeys did a great, amazing job. They produced the fashion show, quality fashion show. The designer was Pamela. Oh, I got to look this up. Hold on. I don't want to mispronounce her name. I just met her. Let me look this up here. Pamela. It's on Easyway TV. Give me 1 second here. Searching Pamela. Do 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 do. Pamela Quincy, there it is, Pamela Quincy. So we do have an exclusive interview with her on the Easy Way red carpet, right next to the Flicks for Change red carpet. And that's another thing that we're doing, guys. If you want your event covered, if you want your exposure, if you want to have some very quality influencers and quality business owners and very quality people get involved in your event and your situation, then hire Easyway TV to come out to your event and cover your event. Bring our media station and do it the easy way a little bit, because we do enhance events and you can listen to those testimonials. And so, yeah, last night was amazing. There was, like I said, 500 something people, some great influencers and actors, great panelists. And the fashion show is spectacular. There's about maybe, I'd say, 12 attractive models that were basically modeling shoes and dresses, and the reaction of the audience was amazing. There was at least 13 or so cameras that were covering the event. The networking, I noticed, there was business owners, there was entertainment people, there was nonprofit people, and the cause of the event was really to stop and raise awareness for sex trafficking, for child trafficking, and that's pretty awesome. Let's talk about some of the films that were screened. From what I saw, there was about 6 films that were screened, very like-minded films, stories about stopping sex trafficking. There's stories about veterans, it seemed like. Very like-minded stories and a very quality film. Big screen, easy way promotions provided. Some of our staff and our team, Prometheus Designs handled the production. WPS Events handled the production and the sound. WPS Events handled the media wall and the traction and the production setup. And it was just pretty awesome. So some of the attendees at the event was Shay Vaughn, Vince Vaughn's mother, and co-founder of the Women's Broadcast Television Network, CEO, Rochelle Valise, who's a sci-fi channel star. She's also a producer. Romaine Simon, who is a filmmaker and has a couple projects happening on BET and Lifetime and has done numerous films and awards. They recently just honored Easy Way TV, and so that's pretty awesome. And Mika Fitzgerald, who's on about 200-something films and recently is on a new TV series that's very big on Netflix and the television right now. And so many people, you know, just the networking was pretty incredible. The staffing and the production, you know, it was ran properly. It flowed well. And the stage flowed well. There was an awesome performance. Like, it was an artsy performance. I don't know exactly what it was called, but it was a very, tranquil. And you can go on live if you want to go watch this. Go on live on Easy Way TV on Facebook, and you'll see the live stream from me on stage, and that was a lot of fun. And you know, it's going to be another great night tonight. So if you're going to be in the area downtown Los Angeles, the Boomtown Brewery, which is located, let me get you guys the address here if I can find it. The phone number is 213-617-8497, and the address is 700 Jackson Street, Los Angeles, California 90012. That's 700 Jackson Street, Los Angeles, California 90012. Definitely take a look at Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way TV, and see the turnout, see the fun people we're having. And tonight is going to be that much better. So, like I said, there's honoring ceremonies, there's a panel. One of our Easy Way influencers and supporters, who is the director of the San Diego Division of the American Cancer Society, her name is Lori. She'll be on the panel, and a couple other very amazing individuals, as well as myself. We will be speaking about I'll be talking about my dad and what he went through with cancer, and it was a really tough situation to go through that. I'm sure a lot of you, everybody out there, has dealt with cancer, has dealt with that situation. In fact, recently a situation like that happened with a very close friend of mine, Jarvey Hutcherson, from the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the American Society of Young Musicians. Worked with them for over 15 years. I've been family with him and Raz B and the family there. And they named an award after me, and we've been honoring people for a while. And unfortunately recently he's passed. He's no longer with us, but he's with us in spirit. And our condolences to the family and Jarvey, and we will miss you immensely. But he made a dent in the industry. So if you don't know about Jarvey, J-A-R-V-E-E Hutcherson, definitely take a look at that on Google and see what he's done with the Diversity Awards, Rose Diamond Awards, American Society of Young Musicians, and many different pieces of the industry. An amazing toy drive every year, raising tons of toys for Toys to Tots. I mean, he's an amazing individual. We will miss him. So today's show is going to be a lot of fun, guys, a lot of fun. We're going to go ahead and go to another commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to get into, and by the way, if you guys want to call in and hang out with me, and if you want to promote yourself and your business, and you want to maybe tell us what you think about Radio Boomers Live and what we're doing, we'd love to hear from you. It's 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. And check out my show, guys, on Easy Talk Live, Voice America World Talk Radio, a very large platform. Look at voiceamerica.com. I have a talk show every Saturday, 1 to 3. It's a radio talk show. It's a variety and entertainment-based, business-based. We do entertainment and more and CEO savvy. Top-level influential A-list guests come on that show. Different updates of how to be successful and what we've done. A lot of digital advice and just funny. It's a funny, fun talk show. So definitely check it out. Tell your friends if you like it. We really appreciate that. And then we also air on the Influencers, Voice America Influencers channel, as well as the Variety channel. So every Saturday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Definitely subscribe to my website, ericzuli.com. And again, shout-outs to my dad and Aretha Grace. Sorry they couldn't be with us today. But I wanted to take this time and let all the Baby Boomer fans out there, the Radio Boomers Live fans, know about Flicks for Change, because they did such an amazing job and they're really trying to do some amazing work, and they're very like-minded and they're serious about it. And so we appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and stay tuned because we will be right back with Radio Boomers Live. Make sure you tell your friends about us, all right? Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody that you can. Let's keep it moving because that's what social media is all about. I just banged the microphone. Sorry, that was an earthquake. No, I'm kidding. All right, guys, thanks so much. We'll be right back. This is Radio Boomers Live, and I am your substitute co-host for Radio Boomers Live today, Eric J. Zuli, Eric Easy Zuli, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Uh-oh, guys. We're back with Radio Boomers Live, and I got caught. I got caught. No, don't clap. It's not a special occasion. My dad is mad at me, and he wants his show back. Just kidding.
No, you know what?
Hey, Dad.
Thank you for taking over there, Eric. It was a great event last night, and we were going to roll on with an archive show, but we want to put it on. The show must go on. And I'll tell you what, that was a very interesting, the venue was great, and it was just an interesting location, and it was a great event altogether, and we expect this is going to be the opportunity to be able to see the Easy Way Achievement Award being handed out to Frank Shankiewicz tonight. It's going to be, this always works out good, and Eric, I don't know, that was pretty interesting venue, and good red carpet, nice long red carpet, and we're going to have some celebrities coming out. I just talked to Aretha, and she's going to be there, and the list goes on and on. But, you know, guys, Eric was talking about the show and that. You have to remember that this isn't just a show for baby boomers. That's the information we give with Social Security and retirement and insurance and all that stuff that's so important that most of us didn't plan for 40 years ago. That's why it's so important for the millennials to listen to a show like this, because you're going like, oh, that's a good idea. If you guys start in your 30s, all you have to do is maybe put in $30, $50 a month, maybe $80 a month. and you got a $300,000 policy or more. You can have a $1 million policy by the time you're 65. If you wait till you're in your 60s to get it, and now that's by paying maybe 30 to 50 a month to get a really big policy. If you wait till you're our age, the boomer age, you have to pay like $200-$300 a month just to get 50,000. So these are it's kind of an eye opener, you know, like, oh boy, maybe I should get on this. Yeah, because lack of knowledge is very costly. And but Eric, I'll tell you, you know, we talked to all these people, you know, Aretha's got her tech time, and you'll hear the conversations how this technical age and what everybody's doing, how much it's affecting people's lives, their business. It's really an amazing transition we're going through. And I was listening to your show the other day, Easy Talk Live, and all the people that are into this are cutting edge, and a lot of the people in business explain how it's changing. It's no longer 2 tells 4 tells 6. Now it's 2 tells 400 tells 60,000. And
I agree with you, Dad, 100%. And speaking of how many thousands probably are listening, you know, remember we have the Carmelita segment, and Carmelita Pittman is with us, and she has her guest today is actually the founder of the Jeffrey Foundation. Remember the Jeffrey Foundation with Rick?
Oh yeah, wow. Carmelita's always got interesting guests.
Yeah, so let's get to Carmelita's Corner.
All right.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's always great to be here with Jim Zulli and Aretha. Of course, Aretha's with us in the spirit right now. And Eric, welcome to Radio Boomers Live and to Carmelita's Corner. Are we there? Oh, there it is.
The crowd just can't get enough of you, Aretha.
Always enjoy that little welcome. So here we are, and I'm going to have one of the best guests I've ever had on, and we're going to welcome Alice Morris Winston, founder of the Jeffrey Foundation. Alice, are you with us?
I sure am. I'm right here at Jeffrey Foundation to talk to you.
All right. Let's give a shout-out to the Jeffrey Foundation and its wonderful founder, Alice Morris Winston.
Alice, if you're on speakerphone,
so
can you get off speakerphone so we can hear you better?
Yeah, it's fine. We are.
No, can you get off speakerphone so we can hear you better? It's not coming in very well.
I think I hear it just fine.
There, that's much better. All right, Carmelita, go ahead.
Okay.
Thanks.
I've known Carmelita for many years, and the Jeffrey Foundation is 45 years old this year. So
that's
I don't
amazing.
Think we've known about Carmelita that long.
I don't think we've quite known each other quite that long, but it has been a while. And you know, I have to tell you, I admire so much what you do for the community and how dedicated you are. And I know what it means, you know, to have a love that you're dedicated to, because I share that passion, of course, for my mother, who, you know, gave me unconditional love. And you are giving unconditional love to your Jeffrey, who is actually an adoptive child. Can you tell us what motivated you to found the Jeffrey Foundation?
Well, yes, a very simple story. I was a model and actress. I married a guy from Chicago and left my job out here. I was working in films and did some shows and stage a lot of commercials, and went back to Chicago and married this wonderful advertising man. And we weren't able to have children, so we adopted a little boy. He was 7 days old when I brought him home from the hospital, got his little pack of a formula that the nurse gave me, and there I was on my way to be a mother. But I didn't know that Jeffrey had muscular dystrophy and other problems that were never diagnosed. So here I came out to California with him after a divorce. My husband's family could not handle having a special needs child, and they said, take him back. I said, you've got to be kidding. This is my son. I'm not taking him back anywhere. So I came out here on a very wonderful job for Max Factor. At the time, I was a demonstration model and did a lot of the film work for magazines. But I had no child care for him. So I opened the Jeffrey Foundation, actually just from my living room. Other families also told me how they had no program for their children as well. So we started off with beach trips. I lived in Santa Monica at the time. And then we had art classes. Aaron Brothers Art Mart came to the fore and gave us all of our supplies. And from that beginning grew this wonderful foundation that now is 45 years old. We have over 114 children per day, infants, toddlers, preschool, after school, and high school programs. And a family can bring their child here when they're an infant and have them through high school here. We're so proud of that. And I'm also putting on a wonderful event coming up, which Carmelita will be there.
Yes, I'm so honored you asked me to be a model, Alice.
Yes, I did, because I know how you are, the beautiful woman and a beautiful charity person. But I want to introduce to you also my new executive director that can tell you a little bit more about the event. This is Marvin Espinoza, whom I've known for many years, and he's carrying on I am working in development, raising funds, because we have to have a new playground for the children. So here's Marvin. Hold on.
Marvin, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Carmelita, and good morning to everyone who's listening in, and appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit more about the Jeffrey Foundation.
That's wonderful. Yes,
well,
tell us more.
Yes, yeah, certainly. So as Alice alluded, we have a lot of programs going on from early start all the way to high school. And the focus of the program on Thursday, the event, it's really to expand our circle of love. We have great supporters who've been helping our cause over the years, and the circle of love is made up of individuals that, without their support, it will be very difficult to carry on programs like the ones we have. So we depend on the financial support of individuals, donors, and the need is tremendous. When we talk about special needs and we talk about family services, a lot of times our internal infrastructures are already overwhelmed, so the funding allows us to provide scholarships and to bring in the programs that they need. So we're looking at expanding our circle of love to the Culver City area. So if you're a listener in the Culver City area, call us, 323-965-7536, and ask us about our circle of love. We're looking at expanding. As you know, our mission is to improve the quality of life for children with special needs and their families. So we provide therapeutic, educational, and recreational counseling programs. We have parenting classes also that are critical to our programming. The event will be held November 16th. Room and board, Helms Bakery Building, 8707 Washington Boulevard in Culver City, 90232. But you can also check out our website of other great programming, thejeffreyfoundation.org. Or give us a call here at 965-7536. Also, for families who might be in this predicament of not knowing where to go for services, we are here for them. This is the purpose of the Jeffrey Foundation, to serve parents who might find themselves in need, who might find themselves looking for where to go, whether it's winter camp, summer camp, early learning, all of that. We have great teachers who really care about our children. And this event that we're having is bringing together people who care, donors, parents, families who have benefited from the services that the Jeffrey Foundation has offered. And as Alice said, we're celebrating 45 years of service. And so we're also going to show a beautiful award to our individuals who have helped us over the years called our Founders Award. So I hope they, and I know you'll be there, our Carmelita, so we really appreciate your support. But again, room and board, Helms Bakery Building, 8707 Washington Boulevard, Culver City, 90232. Call us, 323-965-7536.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Marvin and Alice. I have to tell you, I know it's going to be fantastic because anything that I witness Alice do is always fantastic.
Oh,
and really,
so
really, you know,
it.
I've been watching you for years, and I admire you. I admire your tenacity in getting the job done. And you deserve all those accolades. Oh, my goodness, Alice, when I walked into your facility, I couldn't believe you've got do you have enough rooms to fill all those awards? On? I mean, do you have enough walls?
Well, that's a question now. I've got them all the way back to our wonderful mayor, Bradley, and on. But, you know, the other thing is it's so wonderful is my people are getting awards. Our teachers are. Marvin is graduating from the executive leadership of Wells Fargo is putting on this for members of nonprofit agencies. So he's getting his award, too.
Oh, wonderful.
We love everybody, you know. You've been so kind and helpful to us all these years, and we support you as well with your Rose Breast Cancer Foundation. But this event is going to be very special, and we're going to look forward to seeing many of our friends there. Actually, I wouldn't have done this at all. I would have still been probably working.
You're amazing, Alice.
Yeah, the playground is what we're working for now.
Uh-huh.
Not only do we have a wonderful holiday party for all of our children on December 16th, but we have our playground actually being dug up. We had to get rid of our tree out on the playground. 27 years of hundreds of children playing in that playground. Now it's going to be all accessible to special needs children. We're raising over $300,000 for this project. So far, the Amundsen Foundation was our lead gift. What wonderful people. They gave us a lead gift of $50,000. Now we're hoping that the Hilton Foundation, Disney, others will be coming to the front to help us, maybe Mr. Sterling, whoever we can help. These kids need a new playground. You can look at our website because Marvin and I made a little video showing the building and showing the tree that's just been taken out. You know, the other day we had to tell the children, we're saying goodbye to our tree, just like you say goodbye to the butterfly.
Yeah.
To be somewhere else because this tree's been here for 27 years. You know, you have to tell kids why. So their tree is gone now, and now we're starting to dig and work on this rest of this playground. I'm sorry, I get so carried away. Probably people don't want to hear about our tree and our playground. But
well, you know what?
Too.
I know how much a tree means. As a matter of fact, I'm connected to another organization, Arts for Peace, and the founder, Mooney Aroney, has invited me to be a part of that. We're going to be having tree planting ceremonies. And it will be in the States as well as overseas. She's already started overseas Africa and Europe, Australia. So we're going to have to make that an effort that can continue to promote peace. And trees are symbols of life, and they
We might be able to work with her because we're planning to help the children help us plant some other trees. Smaller ones, of course, because this
that would be great.
Underneath our building.
Anyway,
but, you know, that tree was brought in by three nuns. They had a little nursery, and we said we were kind of blessed. We really hate to take the tree out, but the roots were beginning to get up under the foundation. So, Jeffrey Foundation needs your help, everybody.
yes.
Thanks so much for all of this opportunity to speak.
Yes, and you're actually being heard from a large base. Eric is telling me that we have close to a million followers. Eric, are you around?
I am, Carmelita, and I'm such a fan of the Jeffrey Foundation. I've been involved with you guys, and thank you for what you guys are doing.
Oh, yes, Eric. Thank you. I'm good talking to you, too.
Yeah, we reach about 100 million people with digital distribution of close to maybe 47 something channels, and we're about to do a even bigger deal next year on a real big network. And we're in full support of you guys. And you were speaking about Mooney Carmelita, you know, I don't know if you know, but my company branded and made the Arts for Pete's logo, and Mooney was my client originally, and so, yeah,
yes, and I remember putting you guys together.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I may have another job for you because I'm starting Special Child USA now. That's our national organization. I might need a new logo for that. So,
we're definitely going to have to talk. And Carmelita, I'm going to call you Miss Middle Person because you connect everybody.
Thank you so much for helping the Jeffrey Foundation, and so nice speaking with all of you.
And I want to say, Alice, I remember the day when you were so excited because you said now that that wonderful facility there on Washington, and it's quite extensive, folks, with so many rooms dedicated to all the activities that go on there, that you told me that it's completely paid for now. And I was there when you got that big check, and Ruta Lee and some of the others were present.
From the Peterson Foundation.
Supervisor
yeah.
Nate Holden, our Congresswoman Diane Watson, who I love dearly, and I hope she's listening, because I told her about the show and that you were going to be the guest. And so hopefully she's listening.
She'll be coming to the event on Thursday. She'll be coming to our event.
I know. She's so wonderful, always supportive, supportive. And she's a great honorary board member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. And I remember the time when we had an event. We honored the wonderful Herb Jeffries. And she had another event to run to, but she came to our event first, and that's just the way she is.
Right.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for having this opportunity to meet all our new friends, and come on down and visit us. Marvin and I will be waiting for you, and so will the children. And then the event is Thursday, December 16th, from 5 to 8 at the Room and Board Beautiful Furniture Store, at the Helms Bakery in Carson.
Oh, yes. I know how lovely that facility has been for many years. In fact, my mother and I, we had a display case there, you know, when they had the Antique Guild. We were part of that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But it's wonderful. But before we head off, I just want to give a shout-out to Karen Michelle. She's one of your designers. I had a wonderful fitting and got to know Natalia yesterday. And you, wait till you see the dress that I picked out, Alice.
And you can show it, girl.
Yeah. So I told them, I said, I'm already married. I really don't need to catch. But they were teasing me, you know.
Oh, that's so cute.
They loved it. And I'm sure your guests are going to enjoy that dress, too. I'm going to get some shoes. I'm going to go shopping tomorrow to get the high heels, so we'll go with it. I don't normally wear high heels, but this is the kind of dress that needs them. But I want to thank Natalia. She was so wonderful to me yesterday, and her staff. And they even gave me a special discount on that dress. I decided I liked it so much that I would buy it. So they're going to have an event coming up. It's called Love Your Body. And they're going to have a morning session with yoga and stretching. It's basically a ladies' kind of event, but there's a possibility I may have a guest with me because we're thinking of going to visit Carol Connors Sunday if there's any open space on her agenda. If not, then we're going to go to the Lux Hotel on Sunday, November the 19th. It's from 11 to 6 p.m., and it's called Love Your Body Fashion Show and Shopping Event. So there's a shout-out to you. Her name is Carmela, almost the name is same as my name. The person there in charge of Karen Michelle with Natalia. So this is a shout-out to Natalia, too, and thanks for introducing us.
Let me tell you how much of a small world this is. I've known Natalia for a very long time. She was on, I put her on a cover of one of the magazines I was on a long time ago, and I know we're actually very much involved in that event as well. We brought in Vince Vaughn's mother and co-founder of the Women's Broadcast Television Network to speak, and we've been behind the scenes talking about that event for quite some time. So we've definitely played in the same circles, and I'll tell you, there are definitely some big circles. Maybe Miss Jeffrey Foundation and their team should come out. We'll make sure there's a VIP situation for them.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, this has been an awesome episode, guys. Again, every week, definitely check out Carmelita's Corner. And thank you so much, Alice, for coming on the show. You've been an amazing guest.
Thank you
and
so
we
much again.
We'll push
yeah.
out your messages as best as we can. Support your event. Thank you. Guys,
right,
coming up, we have – you're welcome. We have Jim's Gems. And this is Radio Boomers Live. Don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
Okay, baby,
okay
boomers.
Baby boomers,
it's time for Jim from Jim.
Hey, guys, sometimes you have money, sometimes you don't, but sometimes when you do have a little bit of money, you may think of somewhere to invest. But, you know, I tell everybody, you got to do your homework, got to do your research. You can get anxious and think, oh, I want to make some money on this whatever amount you have. But you can make money with it. You can make 5%, 10%, maybe double your money. Who knows? But the higher the return, sometimes the higher the risk. And, I mean, I've invested in real estate. Real estate's a good investment. Do your homework. Talk to professionals and watch the area. And are you going to do a purchase to flip it around? People say, well, I don't have the money. I don't have the credit. There's ways around all that. You can take over, you can assume properties, rent to own. There's programs out there that properties are owned by the bank, REO properties, and a lot of situations where they don't need really high credit score and they don't need a lot of money to take the property. You can sometimes use the rent that's paid, a rent to own, and that could go towards the purchase price. Sometimes you can even do an asset-based loan. Say you're going to invest in a business, you can actually use the pieces that are in the property. Say you have a machine shop. All right, these pieces of equipment can be used as collateral to purchase the property, asset-based loan. And then people said, what are the investments that baby boomers invest in? Well, InvestStop.com. I'm going to give you guys the top 10. I gave you these before, but I get requests. What do they do? What do they invest in? What are the top 10 places where the baby boomers invest their money? Well, I'm going to run these by real quick. The number one investment that they put their money in is called U.S. Treasuries. All right, and then dropping down to number two, you have certificates of deposits. These aren't high yielding. They're not high returns, but they're more stable. And then the third one I found was unit investment trust. And then the next would be a managed subaccount with a registered investment advisor. And we talk about that. When you go into these kind of investments, it's good to have an investment advisor. When you're talking about investment into an insurance fund or something. And it's always good to sit down with that investment advisor and see what portion of your portfolio you want to put out there. The scenario about too many eggs in one basket, I kind of fell into that with my investing in real estate. I went down in the North Gulf Coast for the baby boomers to retiring. And it was a good situation. But I didn't anticipate a big hurricane and the 08 recession. So you have to, you have to be able to be liquid somewhat. All right, so then we have for number five is life cycle funds. And then the next one down is DRIP plans, divided reinvestments. And then we had what we're talking about. Number seven is the real estate. And there's so many scenarios in that we can't even go into it. But look under real estate investments, no money down. Or no credit, just type that in and see what comes up. A lot of people want to invest with you. Number eight is variable annuities. We know what those are. And then the famous for number nine is the IRA. That's the individual retirement account. And number 10 is the wild card. Anything can do. You can invest in whatever. Some people invest in cars. A lot of people today are interested in the 50s and 60s cars. And you can find these cars. A lot of people be unloading them. They just want to move. And there's situations where you can go to auctions. Police confiscated. You have border patrol situations where not Border Patrol, but the borders. Sometimes people leave things in storage here, and they'll go across the border and they won't come back. And you go to these storage auctions, they could have cars, they could have anything. And there's government auctions where you can get things the government doesn't need anymore, and it's pennies on the dollar. Sometimes people don't even go to these auctions. I heard about one up north. They had all kinds of stuff they were selling, different types of steel and piping and springs. And, you know, you buy them in a big quantity, and some company will buy them from you. You paid 20 cents on the dollar. But anyway, that's a couple things for your investments. Always do your homework, guys, and let's move along. There you go, Eric.
All right. So, yeah, gems. I love it. And I'm not really a baby boomer, but I can definitely understand that that's some important information that you need to know. And the saving is an important situation. Everybody's got to save. Everybody's got to have a nest egg. And
Yeah.
Baby boomer perspective, I guess you got to make sure that you're able to give something back to your grandson or granddaughter. And this Radio Boomers Live, guys, this is a lot of fun, and I appreciate. Yeah. I should do this more often. I'll pop in every once a year. You know, do a little easy
way
cameo.
No, it's fun to have you on, Eric, because people get the perspective. And you know, we have Reefa with her, you know, her tech time and that. And Reefa being a baby boomer and myself, it's true that I'm thinking, well, the baby boomers don't really know about a lot of this tech stuff. But actually, the percentages, a lot of them do. And I went in a restaurant. There's a guy at least 85. And he's reading a book on his iPad, and they do keep tech savvy, but we have to learn to unplug too, because sometimes people get too involved with it. And they had an interview, which was kind of surprising, with the founder of Facebook, and he mentioned that there could be a situation that could be positive and negative with all these Facebook people. You don't want to spend too much time doing this stuff. You want to still be able to meet with people and do business and not be 100% reliant on your cell phone. You know, it's good. You know, in fact, Eric, I was hearing it's good to have backups in case there's some kind of short with these long-range walkie-talkies or different forms of communication. And, you know, maybe at your house have a portable charger. You know, one of those systems that they have. You know, you pull the old. Well, in fact, I think they turn on by themselves.
Hey, Dad, we got a caller that popped in. I don't know if they want to speak on air, but we'll see who this caller 310-6035. Are you there?
I have a special caller call in. She's a very special caller. Her name is Mooney Irony, and she's doing a worldwide situation to help with peace and everything. Mooney, are you on with us?
I'm here.
There you go.
I'm here.
We just had Carmelita's Corner on. I wanted you to kind of jump in on that. And Eric can tell you who the guest was. So Eric, tell Mooney.
Yeah, we actually brought you up in conversation, Mooney. The guest was the founder of the Jeffrey Foundation. And, you know, they're a pretty big organization, been around for about 45 years. And Carmelita brought up what you're doing with planting the trees in the different countries and cities and to promote peace. And it was an interesting conversation. And so we're going to definitely have to get you guys connected, because you're both peacemakers. You're both trying to make a difference. And that's what EaseWay is all about, is connecting the dots
to make a like-minded
picture.
Huh? Well, Mooney's a very special guest, and we would give her a big build-up, but she just did, you know, I told her what was going on, and she kind of just popped in, and that's what I wanted her to do, because she's all over the world doing so much. In fact, she was having a very important meeting this morning, Mooney, right?
Yes.
See?
So I actually have put together a global peace agenda, so I have 7 things in there to bring the global peace. This will create jobs and tourism and global healing, because I believe without having jobs, we're not ready to talk about peace. People must have sustainable income and food to eat, you know?
That's a big
So deal. I have put together, yeah. I have created already thousands and thousands of jobs in U.S. Because I was responsible for one of the active members who got this legislation, three legislation passed in California, and because of that, we created thousands of jobs. And this is why, you know, I'm working with a lot of people. I would love to work with anyone who is willing to work, to contribute, and Wisdom Land will create millions of dollars a day.
Wow.
Because it is a huge, big, mega project. And Art for Peace Award, it will also generate money. I already branded. I spent $1.5 million last year creating a lot of work globally. So this year's branders, I have three offers, and let's see who's going to do the production. But for sure,
that's
we're going to have
good.
A big production in Bangladesh.
Now, just
wow.
imagine, Mooney, if you would have spent that $1.5 million on Easy Way, you'd probably have billions now. Just kidding.
No, but I know. But I have done. Trust me, I've done a lot.
No,
it's not a matter of how much
job.
Money
you've been all
I
over
spend.
The world. You've been linking
yeah.
with people and doing some great social media. Really, some great things for a lot of people. People are definitely getting,
and we had,
getting aboard your movement.
We had a really
I
nice
didn't just
little
spend
event
on
Mooney's
on
house.
This. I have done a lot of. I have sponsored a lot of events already for Art for Peace Award. I didn't just do.
Oh, yeah.
Everything comes from it, you know, because
so
I.
Mooney,
yeah, no, it's
about
it's,
your. You have a trip coming up to Utah, right?
Yes, in Utah we're going to have the first peace tree in U.S. and it's going to be the 8th tree in the world that's going to be planted, and we're also going to unveil a statue of responsibility. As you know, we have a statue of liberty. This is going to be the statue of responsibility. It's going
so
to
cool.
come in all different cities. It'll be nice you guys become active and put this in your city as well. And we're
What's
working
the date?
With.
When are you going? When are you going
November,
to Utah?
November 28th in Utah.
28.
So we're going to have a military salute. It's going to be a quick ceremony, 45 minutes in the University of Utah. After that, we'll have a small event at Marriott in Utah. So this is the whole agenda, but just making very careful. Making history where, you know, good people are going to be involved, the real people. So anybody out there believe in making a positive change and want to work with us, I mean, I'm open to everyone. I have around 8,000 people right now from United Nations
wow.
and also Global Peace working. So these are people that you're talking
this
about.
This is exciting.
Yeah,
you've
been
you
can
so busy,
introduce
Mooney.
Us.
I give you a lot of credit.
I would love to work with
you
them,
work
no
so
problem.
Hard for this. And you always,
you know,
I'm
a visionary. I envision,
yeah.
I do everything from my heart, and I don't have any purpose of making any money at all. I've never raised a penny. Everything is sponsored by me. I do my own things because I'm a public figure. I connect people. I have generated money for a lot of other people, and I have to be very careful.
And we had a
you
beautiful
know?
Event at your house. It was a while back, and we were at Mooney's house,
yeah.
beautiful house. That Mooney actually, this is amazing. This little pretty lady, and she dresses on amazing, the event, the outfits you have. But she actually, I couldn't believe it, she actually helped design and build this house that she's in. It's such a beautiful place. And I forgot what the actual event was like as well back
then. This is
the
house of my Lord. It's open for everyone. And I built it in 6 months. It never happened in the history of. I had no experience on building either. So everything comes from the essence. That's why
I can picture
you
with a tool belt on.
You
see? You had so much food and entertainment. Yeah.
Well, we can do it again. We can do it again.
Mooney, it's just hard picturing you with a tool belt on and a box of nails in your hand, you know? But you know what? I am going to try to get out there. In Utah,
okay,
I want to meet you out there.
Anybody
and,
can come, really. I welcome everybody to come because this is going to be a historical event. When you go back, look back, you'll say, "Yes, I was there." You know, when the first.
Oh yeah,
it
is going to be historical.
Monument.
I'm gonna bring my camera.
Yeah, and I want to also point out, guys, that Carmelita Pittman was the one that actually introduced us, Mooney, and a lot has happened from that introduction, which was about, I don't know, what, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
And look at everything happening now, moving into 2008 from one introduction. And I want to yeah. you know, go back 4 years ago and really remember where that all came from.
Yeah, but I want to remember 2008. I'm already retired. Brandon retired. But
I don't want to
I didn't have any social media. I didn't have anything. Everything was newly set up. But all I can tell you, when you serve it, you receive it, you know. And all this success comes from serving. Because it's very difficult anybody to do anything when people are not real, you know. So
yeah,
when
I
you're
remember.
Real, everything happens. Yes, everything happens from serving.
That's true. That's true. And, Moni, you've done a lot. Yeah. I want to thank you for popping on because I know you weren't our expected guest.
Yeah,
we give you a big – we'll lay out the carpet for Moni when she comes on, a big build-up, because Mooney's resume is unbelievable. It's like
Mooney's going to be on the carpet tonight. Aren't you going to come to the Flicks for Change event?
Yeah, I was talking about
tonight we're going to the Chinese consulate event.
Yeah, but I'll be honoring the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and this is to stop sex trafficking, and I think you can slide by and show that Mooney support.
Where to get by, Mooney?
Okay, so text me the address. Let me look at it. Is it the same place like yesterday?
Same place as yesterday. Mm-hmm. We had a sold-out night, over 500 people, and a 20-foot red carpet, and we expect tonight to be even better.
And we'll get you, and bring your dignitaries.
The red carpet starts at 5 o'clock and it goes until about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, so try to get down there.
Okay,
thank you for
guys.
Popping
thank
in.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, guys.
Bye-bye. So
that was Mooney Aroney, Radio Boomers Live. This has been a special edition of Radio Boomers Live, the Flicks for Change Grand Opening Recap. And as you guys see, we're doing our thing the easy way on air to hundreds of millions of people are now reaching and hearing what we're doing. And stay tuned next year for VIPTV, some of the biggest influencers in the world on a network with 900 channels that Easy Way will be running on an influencer perspective and have our own channel live broadcast. So if you want us to come out and shoot your event live, pay-per-view, we will be there for you. We'll have a media station. We can come out and just do what we can to make your event a little bit more easier rather than harder.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dad, I think it's time to go because we have a big meeting with a 35,000-square-foot studio in KXLA television.
Yeah, time to roll, guys.
So thank you so much, guys. Radio Boomers Live. Thank you for
tuning
in.
Radio Boomers Live. Till next week. Till next week.
We appreciate you guys. Without you guys, we're nothing. Stay tuned.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Make sure
keep
you tune
the pace
in.
And keep moving.
Make sure you tune in next week, Monday, 10 a.m., Radio Boomers Live.
Radio Boomers Live. Okay, guys. So long.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Air Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.